an ad campaign targeting the unions that maintain and build the city's subways has hit New York. But WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports the man behind the ads has a history of unsavory lobbying tactics.
Two new billboards in Midtown Manhattan denounce the subways as dirty, delayed, and dangerous. And they're taking a swipe at the construction unions. There's also a website with this catchy video.
Your A train's on fire. The five trains delay.
The group behind the campaign is called the Center for Union Facts, and they say they're against abuse by union officials. The group's headed by Richard Berman, a wealthy lobbyist known for creating nonprofit organizations that have attacked groups as varied as the Humane Society, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Acorn on behalf of large corporate interests. Melanie Sloan researched Berman's lobbying for an ethics group in Washington.
Any chance there is to go after unions, and as long as someone else is footing the bills, he'll do that.
But who's funding this $1 million attack on the Building and Construction Trades Council in New York?
I have no comment on that. Again, we don't disclose any specific donors, so I won't go any farther than that.
That's Luca Layden, the spokesman for the group behind the ads. And they don't have to disclose their donors. They're a nonprofit. But recent tax filings show Long Island billionaire Robert Mercer and his family have been one of their biggest backers. And another nonprofit he funds, Reclaim New York, which was started by Steve Bannon, also happens to be critical of the MTA's union labor. The Mercer Family Foundation did not immediately return emails for comment. Stephen Nesson, WNYC News.